It's a complete waste of perfectly good brain cells in 3 minutes of your life.
I hope you kids see what a silly waste of resources this was.
But it makes you scratch the old noggin. It's Dumb Debates with Producer Dave.
Yeah, we know you're tired. Obviously, things haven't really gone our way in regards to baseball, so we don't want to hurt your brain too badly. That's why we do Dumb Debates.
It's Elizabeth and Radar, and yeah, hopefully you have a few brain cells left to work in your brain, but yeah, that's all you're going to need for this.
Producer Dave said that a Mix listener sent us a message at facebook.com/MixMilwaukee, wants to remain anonymous, so what is this dumb debate?
Yeah, this debate is an interesting one. It's, can you wipe or itch your nose with a cloth napkin in restaurants? You know how, like, you get those nice restaurants and napkins?
Sure.
Are those okay to, like, get your boogies all over? And I think that's a really good question, because I say yes.
I say yes, too.
I say you can, you know, wipe your nose with the cloth napkin because it's there to clean you, right?
Well,
that's what napkins
yes,
do.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's also not, you're not going to want to use your sleeve or your hand.
Right.
But the cloth napkin is for wiping your mouth when you've got barbecue sauce
and
dripping
on it.
And
that's
any
different?
Yeah, what's the difference than boogers?
It's a lot different than boogers. It's barbecue sauce that was on your face.
But it was like in your mouth, though.
You're not putting this in your mouth. You're wiping the side of your mouth. This is actually taking stuff from inside your nose and putting it into this napkin.
So what are you supposed to do? Go to a different room and find some toilet paper from the bathroom?
That's another thing, too.
Let me tell you, that toilet paper, a lot of these restaurants, it's like cardboard. Yeah. It's going to cut up your nose.
But wait a minute. If you're getting a cloth napkin at the table, the bathrooms are probably pretty decent. And so
that's a good point. That's
the
a good
toilet
point.
Papers.
But that's
I'm
like,
telling you.
That's like five extra steps.
Here's
the thing. Sometimes you don't have the time to, when you're going to sneeze, you don't have the time to go to the bathroom.
I mean, I will say, I think handkerchiefs are super disgusting. And my dad, Tony, yeah, I'm calling you out, Dad. He still uses one and he puts it back in his pocket. That's super gross. This case, though, the napkin, it goes, they bust the tables and they put it in the washer and
first
dryer
of all,
and they wash it.
First of all, why are you blowing your nose at the dinner table? That's
you can't
not,
help it sometimes.
Oh, please.
You can't.
Please.
Hey, look,
excuse me. I need to get up.
I have
up.
Allergies. I'm telling you, for someone that has allergies, you can't help it.
Yeah.
And
okay.
If you're at like an important dinner at a nice restaurant, again, what are you supposed to do? Stick your finger up your nose?
Okay, Elizabeth.
Are you a nose picker, Radar?
Yeah.
No,
is that
I'm
what
not.
You're saying?
Nose
you're
gonna, picker.
You,
I'm
do
not.
You have boogers on your sleeve because you use your sleeve instead of the cloth napkin?
I excuse myself. I go to the bathroom and I blow it there. So in
I
other
do
words,
that when I have to fart.
I was going to say, can I just fart at the dinner table? Next time we go out to eat, we're just going to do that.
But I don't do that when
sorry, Elizabeth, I couldn't help it. I have an allergy or I have something wrong with me. I'm eating too much.
This must be why this listener brought this up for a dumb debate today.
They must have gotten a conversation just like us.
Not knowing what the question was ahead of time before we turned on the microphones, I thought it'd be a no-brainer that all three of us would say, you have to wipe your nose.
Yeah.
But Radar,
no.
Neat freak over here.
Not a neat freak. It's just gross with the food all over the place and stuff. Just go blow your nose somewhere else. You use the napkins to wipe.
But you can't help it. I mean, if you have a bloody nose or something, step away from the table.
Well, that's something different. But I'm saying, you know, your nose is running or something like that. You're eating chili.
Let it bleed.
Just wipe it off and keep on eating, man.
Let it bleed. Let it drop right in your dinner plate.
Yeah, why not?
This is going to be, you know, women never forget things. This little ditty here is going to be stored way back in my brain that when we go out to eat somewhere, Radar, I am going to pay very close attention to if you need to wipe your nose or not.
You know what? We're not going to do it today
and then
either.
Just like all women do. I told you so.
414-799-1099. Can you use the restaurant cloth napkin to wipe your nose?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, it's not right.